There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, and away we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile on this Friday, hour number two. Glad to have you here. And we continue with Veterans Month here on FM Talk 106.5. That actually this year has gotten big enough. It moved into October. We started in October, which is a proud thing, but we do this all month long. Interviews with local veterans. This man, you hear his voice on this show other times. Unfortunately for him, a friend of mine. But most importantly today, as we do our Veterans Month interviews brought to you by OnSite Auto Body Solutions. My friend, but more importantly, Iraq War veteran, owner of Meridian U.S., Captain Jonathan McConnell of the Marine Corps. Good to see you, sir.
Good to see you, Sean. Always a pleasure.
This is, you know, the first thing we'll do that I like to do, and I've said this before, everybody who comes through here, from the lucky interviews I got with World War II veterans before they passed to people who just returned from theater, I get the first story I get from y'all is your enlistment story.
Oh.
And I you know, I've had some real funny ones. I've had some somber ones. Yours, Jonathan.
So signing up. Okay.
When did you know? This is
9/11. Like at,
you
at
knew.
9
and you were how old?
I was a sophomore in college.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I remember talking to my dad that day and being like, yeah, I think I'm going to join. He goes, Jonathan, wait, finish college and then go in as an officer if that's what you want to do. He was like, because then you can make the more decisions and be a little bit more in control of your destiny. His brother fought in Vietnam and was a sergeant machine gunner in several Purple Hearts. And he just remember being like, I have a 22-year-old idiot in charge of me. And he was like, go be that 22-year-old idiot. And so I was. So I waited. And it had kind of felt a call to serve from high school. Almost went to the Naval Academy, and my sister, God bless her, best big sister you could possibly imagine. I went and visited the Naval Academy on a official visit. And then, that weekend I went to Auburn and slept on the floor in the sorority hall. And, there was no way in the world. She told all of her sorority sisters, she's like, my brother's thinking about going to the Naval Academy. We need to change his mind. They changed my mind. I didn't speak to the Naval Academy since, So
you're like, hey, listen, the girls here and the lack of discipline, I do the Auburn thing.
Yeah. It was, War Eagle the whole way.
It's funny. One of my daughter's good friends, he's at West Point now. So he's his freshman, you know, and he finally got a little leave time to hang out with my daughter and her friends up at a school in New York like that. He's very excited.
Thank God. Yeah. Oh, no, I do not regret that decision one moment. Then after being in the Marines, seeing all the lieutenants coming over from Annapolis, I was just like, yeah, no, I totally made the right decision here. Enjoy 4 years of college, then actually.
But let's think about this. When you at that time period, if we look at the rear view, we would have, you look at Gulf War, things that would be over in a year. You know, we didn't, maybe you saw it, but at that point, a lot of us didn't know that the global war on terror, which is still going on, but I mean, we're looking at decadal, right?
Longest war in America's history.
Yeah.
I mean,
have known that back then when in the rear view it was, you know, a year and a half and done kind of thing?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it took us till March of 03, April of 03. No, March of 03 till we invaded, and it was amazing. So I joined in 04 during the Battle of Fallujah is kind of when I finally got my paperwork processed as an officer and then entered in January of 05.
Is that your first deployment, Fallujah?
Right on the outside. Yeah, so I was in between. I was ECB-5, which is Entry Control Point 5, right outside of Fallujah, which was on Route Michigan. And then essentially during the surge, we cleared from Fallujah to a town called Sophia, which is the outskirts of Ramadi. So it was about 30 clicks.
So do those names ring a bell with anybody, even if y'all aren't in the service? You just heard Fallujah, you just heard Ramadi. The absolute worst combat.
It was, there were a lot of people who did a lot more than I did. I was just the guy on the radio. So,
yeah, well,
so,
yeah. That he's not giving you all the full story, and that's fine. But, I mean, with 3-2, 3-2 saw, I mean, a lot.
We lost 18 that first deployment as a battalion. We've lost well more than that since to suicide, which is, as you know, something I'm pretty passionate about. That's the one, probably one of the biggest charities I give to is one that supports our battalion get together once a year.
What do you think about that? And with the news of today, it's that not only is, and people talk about the number 22, that's too low. It's higher. And then our state, you and I are Alabama guys. Yep. Our state's worse than that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, that counts. That's a suicide number. Is that a OD number? Is that, especially with fentanyl and everything like that. I mean, I will say this. Ever since we started doing the reunion and everybody that's come to that reunion since we've done it, we've only lost one who's done that. It was to an overdose. So we have not had any that have actually committed suicide. But
that's a testament.
Yeah. It won't, and I think there's something to that. Actually, if there's any Marines listening,
a bunch of them here. Yeah.
Every third, if you can take the crayons out of your mouth for a minute, every third Wednesday of the month, a bunch of Marines get together, mostly GWAT era Marines get together at the icebox around, 5 o'clock is what we say you get there, but then most of us there about 4:15 are already several drinks in. Come on out and just look for the people dropping the F-bomb and making fun of each other, and that'll be us.
Yeah, so. The ones with the foul mouths are going to be their Marines. So this the third
Wednesday of
each
month.
Yeah,
so I think that's next Wednesday, yeah.
I know some of them on the text line right now that are Marines, so I know they're listening, that have been texting in today. So that's good. I did not know that was going on.
Yeah. So it's put together by Andrew Hinkebein, who used to be Tuberville's government's guy, but now he's over at Bollinger. He's the organizer of all that stuff. He's good for something every once in a while. So yeah, yep. I'm just kidding. He's a great guy.
He's a great guy. Yeah, he and I were on a board together. He's good people. As you look at what's being done, there's what you're doing. It's what other groups are doing out here, individuals or groups. As a state, though, this story of the breakdown here in service to, in not even to get into politics of what's happened, we can, with the Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs and Admiral Davis. But reading the stats that when he rolled in 2017, the failures that we were in our state, this is Alabama, 380,000 veterans. If we multiply that by friends and family, we're talking about millions.
Yep.
Of Alabamians. And we're just dropped the ball here in Alabama.
Well, if you get government involved, you drop the ball, in my opinion. I mean, like, the private sector solution is always going to be the way to go. And honestly, they want it, they can throw more money at the VA if they want to. But, when I think they did the voucher program years ago of like, hey, if you're, it's going to be a 6-month wait, we'll send you a voucher to, to go to somewhere out in town. It's astonishing how many veterans still maintain VA health care that, just got out. And so they don't exactly, they're not entitled to military healthcare, retired healthcare, and they rely on the VA healthcare, and it's just awful. And I'm like, guys, you've got to go private sector. You've got to go with Blue Cross Blue Shield, which is pretty much a monopoly in the state. You've got to go with them or someone like that you can actually get real help for. And because the VA is not equipped to deal with that. You go there and the numbers out at the clinic right there off Demetropolis.
We got the new,
it's a super nice facility. Yeah. Super nice facility, but there's like a 4-1 ratio of like people working there to people who are being served there. And like, it's almost like they have too many people because they're just not getting stuff done. So I'm sure that next time I have to go in for blood work, they're going to stab all the way to the bone. But you know what? I'll take the pain. Let's go.
Yeah. Well, I look at it this way. You're talking about the failures there. I want a renewal in our country because we enter into a deal. When y'all take the oath, the way I see it as a citizen, right, a civilian, it's contract. Mm-hmm. And if we want to change the deal of the contract, then you better do it on the front. But we haven't. The contract is y'all take the oath, and these things come with it, right? It's even like we got to talking about the a scholarship program in our state that was cut in half for families, for the families of veterans.
Yeah.
This is part of a contract. I mean, it's almost like you're a lawyer. It's contract law. We enter into it. We the people enter into a contract when y'all do that.
Well, it's Social Security's contract too, but that's not going to work out for me. And, well, maybe for you, you old old man. No, but
Seasoned citizen. I looked it up what my payout would be. You have to pond box me out of this place. But I look at it almost that way, almost like it's a legal thing. Like, you know, here's the things promised. And the state has not lived up to its end of the contract. Maybe that's what I'm trying to say.
So I don't know. Like,
because there's the VA part, there's federal, but then there's
if for a retiree, I would agree with that. But like if you're doing four and done, like I was four mm-hmm. and done and out. I had no expectation of healthcare for life. So like I'm okay with that. Like mm-hmm. I'm, you know, like paid for law school for me. So I'm mm-hmm. all about it. Like, thankful for the country, like thankful for the opportunity. I'm more thankful to the Marine Corps just for like the friends that I have, and like those guys are like my brothers, and absolutely love them. You know, like, I don't know that I necessarily see that as a breach of contract. I can see the argument there for like the retirees who are getting out at, you know, who retire and, you know, mm-hmm. their family up until their kids are a certain age, you know, they're on, you know, active duty military, like DOD healthcare, which mm-hmm. is actually a huge line item. It's like $52 billion in our DOD budget. That actually is DOD budget. That's not VA budget. So it's, yeah, you know, I do think that they probably do get substandard healthcare in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. But also, too, like, you know, TRICARE for life, which is what it is. Mm-hmm. TRICARE is, I mean, that's a great deal because what I pay in health insurance is insane.
Yeah. Well, and it's just part of that contract. So I don't know. And you talked about the private sector. You know, this whole discussion of funding the groups and how it was done through the Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs. You and I are both private sector guys that appreciate this. If there's a group out there that's making a difference for veterans, they're doing it on a shoestring budget. They've figured it out on their own. They've now proven to me, it's not a theory. They're doing the thing, and they're effective. I want to fund more of that versus, right. Hey, let's start a new bureaucracy. No, find the people that are affecting change. Score them.
That's right.
Who's the best at it? Yep. These people, okay, that person, this group, that group, they're doing this. Here's their stats. Here's what they're doing. Let's give them the assets to do more of that.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, so it was interesting, involved in a lot of different conferences, a lot of different groups out there. And so, I mean, I sit on the board for the charity that I started, obviously, for my battalion. And I showed the numbers to someone. I was like, you know, we had 115 people at the last reunion, and we had you know, I was talking about our budget. I was like, we spent essentially $150 per person. And they were like, for what? And I was like, well, that's housing, food, like, you know, programming, everything. Mm-hmm. And they were like, $150 per person per day. And I was like, no, for a 3-day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like,
that's efficient.
Impossible. Yeah. Oh, of course it is. Yeah. Because, when it's coming out of, you know, a donor pocket, then absolutely, you know, like, well, that's what we do. Yeah, I think, but once you bring in like the government to it, it's like, well, hey, we need a full-time program manager 365 days a year,
correct.
You know, like, and hey, they need a brand new laptop every 2 years. And I'm like, nah, like, well, this takes 8 hours, 20 hours of man hours of planning every year.
So why don't we fund those things?
Yeah.
All right. That's true. Coming right back. Jonathan McConnell, my guest right here on Midday Mobile.
Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 121 FM Talk 106.5. This segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. That's my man Trey. 16-plus years of getting junk out of houses, storage units, around houses. And I need to point that out as well. He said, Sean, you know, you're always talking about what's in a garage and what's in a house, and they do that. He said, we get big stuff, like big trampolines, swing sets, above ground pools, storage sheds. Like, you bought a place and it's got all that stuff in there. Or maybe, just maybe, your youngest child's in their 30s and it's time to let go of some of that stuff. Either way, you get that big junk you want gone, he can handle that too. And the appointment, it's a real appointment. It's not a spectrum of time. When you go online or pick up the phone and call them, they'll set a day and a time. You're there, they're there. You point at the stuff you want gone. If you say yes, they get it done right then. So all you got to do is go online to make the appointment or on the phone. So 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, or the name is the number. Give them a call for my friend Trey, 1-800-GOT-JUNK. All right, continue our conversation with Jonathan McConnell. Mission. How important is that? If we talk about the, as an outsider looking in,
the way people have had healing, veterans that have come home and kind of floating in the wind, right, have issues, and then I see them get a mission, whether it's like so many of y'all helping out other veterans or something else. I see that to have a redemptive quality to people that are veterans.
Well, I mean, like, you have
mission could be something else in the civilian world, but that's a mission.
You know, like, I mean, I think that, I mean, that's the biggest thing that guys miss is when they come home and they, like, they go, like, they try to go to school and they're, like, sitting there with, at 22 years old with the life experience of a 42-year-old who's, you know, sitting there with 18-year-olds and they're talking about, you know, what was Kim Kardashian wearing that day. And it's just that's, if that doesn't
must
give you
seem
PTSD,
silly.
Yeah, like, it's just, it is truly amazing. I think that when the guys, what they miss the most is the community. I mean, like, it was one of the coolest things to go from, you know, being at Auburn and dealing with everything there and drama and all that type of stuff to you go there and everybody's on the same team. And the whole thing is mission accomplishment and keep everybody alive. Mm-hmm. Like, those are your two missions. That's it. Accomplish the mission. Keep everybody alive. And like the brotherhood behind that, like the Marine Corps is great. There's no black, there's no white, there's no yellow. Like we're all the same. Like,
yeah.
I love this quote of like, the Marine Corps is not racist. We treat everybody horribly, you know? And you're just like, yeah, that's about right.
I mean,
like, you know, like it is that shared suffering and the bonding through that is the greatest, one of the greatest times I've ever had in my life. And, it was, you know, when people were like, I mean, Veterans Day, America does Veterans Day so well. And people, you know, the number of texts and everything like that, people say thank you and everything like that. And I'm like, you know, you're welcome. I was like, it was the time of my life because it was the greatest honor, you know, next to having a son, that's the greatest honor I've ever had in my life.
Well, it's one, though. It's interesting you talk about that community and you're doing something to keep that community together. What other programs? I mean, so to you, it sounds like, and we have South Alabama Veterans Council, Mobile Area, Bay Area Veterans Council, groups to do it. It seems more robust here than maybe other parts of the state.
Yeah, I mean, I think that what the guys are doing at South Alabama Veterans Council, I'm going to get their
SAVC.
Emails. Yeah, there
we go.
Wonderful guys. We've also got, you know, the Marine Corps League. We've got all these different, you know, different groups. Because there are so many people, so many veterans in this area.
73,000 just in our general area is the number.
Yeah. That is unreal. But like, how do you cater to all those? And it's just, you know, like, I mean, now I'll say this. Like, we have our group text, WhatsApp group for those Marines on Wednesday night. There's 35 people in that group. Like, there are probably hundreds, if not a couple thousand GWAT Marines in this area. But even then, on some Wednesday nights, we'll have six of us, you know, like, so like you look at the attrition number. I think the important thing is be there every Wednesday. No, half time I can't be there because I'm traveling, but be there as much as you can. And so that like the one guy who suffered, I mean, we lost Mobile's greatest import in January. So like the greatest person, Marine from outside of the Mobile area, that moved here for a job and he was a Marine and got to know so many Marines, made such an impact, was killed in a car wreck January 6th of this year. You know, like, and like, but if you watch that group, that Marine Corps group, got together, you know, absolutely tried to help his wife as much as possible, help his family, had two small kids.
I watched this as your friend. I watched you react to this.
Oh, it was.
Yeah. Actually, we were together when the text came in.
Yeah, it was. It was nuts. So,
So it's you continue that brotherhood, but people have to maybe do the first uncomfortable thing if they've been home and not been there for a while to go the first.
That's right.
Meeting.
Yeah. Well, and
like
that's the toughest.
The first,
uncertainty is the biggest anxiety of it all. But then once you go and you realize that, they're going to make fun of me, just like I'm going to make fun of everyone else. And like, if I'm not making fun of you, I don't like you. So
one of the very few ways that bond me with Marines is I have the same.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't do
so
anything.
I'm pretty sure that whenever you and I hang out with drinks, we just make fun of each other constantly.
Talk trash. I also think about what you do with your company. And mission, because you're talking about the mission back home or people getting people in jobs who are veterans. And we've talked to several companies here, big companies locally, that actually are living up to saying they're hiring veterans. But you're not hiring, you hire veterans. I mean, that's what you do.
That's right. Yeah, no, we have like three people at the company that are like professionals as in not in a role of you're a veteran. Like it's combat arms, Marine Corps, or Army SF. We stay away from SEALs just because they like fish. But no, I'm just kidding. I know they're always working on their books. So they don't work too hard. I have so many friends that are SEALs, and if I'm not giving them a hard time about the next book signing, then like I'd bottle.
You haven't accomplished your job.
That's right. That's right.
And in your company, Meridian US, we've talked about this before. Y'all are active in a part of the world that catches news all the time. Got a few minutes left here. What's your take on where we stand now? Trump administration coming in. What do you see happening?
Well, I mean, I think that immediate effects of Trump coming in is being seen around the world. I think that you've got Ukraine and Putin are willing to talk. You've got the Houthis have already said that they're tamping it down a little bit, even though we did the strike, what, on the 9th and the 10th? That was like a single truck blowing up, and you're like, good job, guys.
Yeah, what's that ratio of missile to truck?
But yeah, and so, I think that in a lot of ways, the world is breathing a sigh of relief because we actually see some leadership around. We're bringing back toxic masculinity. I'm telling you,
that's right.
Matt Gaetz. I mean, like, come on, like it's an old Pete for DOD. I mean,
I like Pete for DOD. Matt had some work done. I don't know how toxically masculine having facial work done.
That's true. You know, like I'll say this. I'm that would not have been my pick, but we'll see what happens with that investigation. That is key. What happens with the investigation?
So I said earlier on there, I just would like to know the facts in it.
Yeah, that's right. And so
if he did not do anything wrong and exonerate, then I'm all.
Then he is the best candidate because the Democrats accused Trump so much of wanting to weaponize the DOJ. They had weaponized the DOJ in so many different ways.
Of course.
They accused him of being a threat to democracy, but Vice President Harris had never been elected.
Right.
It's the biggest gaslighting I'd ever seen. I think that's what the American people were frustrated about.
Well, he's got somebody says it's like the Avengers, although I never saw the movie, but I get the idea that it's superheroes going in.
I mean, Elon Musk,
that's my favorite. Dude, him and Vivek
we'll be writing books about that. Save the First Amendment.
So. Yeah, absolutely, 100%. Thank you.
Brother, good to see you.
Always good to see you, but thank you. On the serious note, before we trash talk each other, thank you for my family, my children. Thank you.
It was greatest honor, one of the greatest honors of my life.
Well, we appreciate you enjoying that honor. We appreciate it. Jonathan McConnell, Meridian US is the company. And if you are one of those Marines, if y'all quit eating crayons long enough.
Reds are the favorite.
Yeah, it's third Wednesday of the month at the Icebox. Yep. Go trash talk like y'all do and try to keep the nice people on the other side of the building so they don't have to hear those combinations of curse words that are actually exemplary, to be honest with you. All right, head to the news. Be right back. More Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 1:35, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile on this Friday. Glad to have you along. 343-0106 on the text line and the phone line, how you get in touch. Right now, I want to check in with my buddy David McCrary at LCM Motor Cars. And, you were unloading trucks just the other day full of inventory. That looks good.
Yeah, we were unloading trucks off of trucks. We got a ton of inventory out here, and since the weather's going to be good for the next few days, we got Eric's Ray Plus Detailing out here. He's out here cleaning all the cars and getting all that dust off of them that we've been fighting for the last little bit. Celeste just came by and saw us, did a little 106.5 visit, so we've had a good day so far.
Good deal. Well, let's talk about people coming out to see those vehicles. How do they find you?
We're at Highway 90 and Plantation in Theodore. It's 1 mile south of I-10, exit 15A. You can give us a call at 251-375-0068. Go to the website, lcmmotorcars.com. And don't forget, if we don't have it on the website, come see us. That's what Celeste's talking about. Her and her husband fixing to buy another vehicle. So we're going to do like we did for you, Sean, and see what we can put together for us.
Absolutely. You've done that for me a couple of times. All right. People go out, check it out, and I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Hi, buddy. Have a good weekend.
All right. There goes David McCrary at LCM Motor Cars. And, it's going to be a beautiful weekend out there. If you heard, it wasn't a 2.0 in the weekend weather scale, but it was darn close. So get out and enjoy the weekend. All right. And looking forward to the month of November. This is nuts. And it's not cliche, but time moves fast. November has moved so quickly for me. I was like, it was just like mid-October. Now we're getting to mid-November, and that means, Turkey Day is coming up, and the Turkey Trot is coming up, and Shelby Wade joining us to talk more about that. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
So the the turkey trot, which we'll get into the ridiculous, I mean the good stuff about the turkey trot, but first of all, the most important thing, the beneficiary of the turkey trot.
Yes, Rappahope. And Rappahope is just such an amazing organization. We help children battling childhood cancer and their entire family. So all the proceeds go to helping that. Everything we do is 100% free. So,
and I know you do stuff throughout the year, but a lot of the focus, too, will be on camp.
Yes.
Tell people who've not heard about camp and
Camp
Rappahope.
So, yeah, we do stuff all year round, and it takes place at a camp in West Mobile called Camp Grace. Our biggest thing, though, is our week-long summer camp. We literally live out there, and it's basically your classic summer camp.
That's the thing. You're not making it. That's what I love about it, too, is these kids are fighting cancer, but they're still kids
right.
that want to do kids at camp stuff.
Yes. It's very important for us to create a normal camp experience for them because they're dealing with so many things that just are not normal, like they shouldn't have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
So having that classic summer camp gets them to do everything that they maybe wouldn't be able to do, but gives them that experience.
Yeah, when they come back to school or whatever, and the kids are talking about they did this activity or that activity, so do these kids.
Yeah, they're like, I went ziplining. I rode a horse. Like, they get to do everything.
How many kids in a normal summer camp session?
Oh, my gosh. I can't remember how many. It was definitely over, like, 80 or 90. It was a lot.
Wow.
Yeah, it was amazing.
So this is, but y'all are doing things throughout the year, but this is one of the ways you raise money for this is the Turkey Trot for Hope.
Yes.
Now, y'all, we're going to talk about this with Shelby. There is a component here that we just go get to at the beginning of this. I've done this with your predecessor before. People show up dressed as what?
Turkeys.
Okay, you don't have to, but let's get, so people dress up, if y'all hadn't ever seen the pictures of this or in person, people dress up as turkeys and run.
Oh, it's as festive as you can get. They literally come in full costumes. Last year we had a family dress as a full Thanksgiving meal. Like, it was crazy. And there's also an award for that. So if you are best dressed, you might win.
Get my gravy costume together and see how that works. So people do that and dress up, but you don't have to.
You don't have to. No, you don't have to. Everybody comes. Everybody kind of does their own thing. And registering also gives you a t-shirt. So most people are wearing the Turkey Trot t-shirt if they're not in costume.
Now, of course, the benefit of this is Turkey Trot is when?
Turkey Trot is on Thanksgiving Day.
So you go, you do the run, you burn the calories, mm-hmm. and then you can stack. Then there's like a net zero by the time you're done with Thanksgiving dinner.
It cancels it out. You're done in time, just in time to go to Thanksgiving dinner, too.
Right. That means you don't have to deal with all the drama beforehand. You just walk in and say, I'm hungry.
Exactly. You shouldn't have to cook. Just get there and enjoy it.
So getting signed up. You talked about get the t-shirt sign up open now.
Yes. Pre-registration is open now on our website, rappahope.org. And you definitely want to get registered now because the price is going to go up a little bit on the day of.
Okay. This is how they do you because they know it's Mobile and they know we're Mobilians and we like to do things last minute. So there is an incentive to get signed up.
Yes,
definitely. Okay. Go to the website. Do you have to, you just put in, I guess, your shirt size and who's competing?
Yeah. So it'll ask you for all that information, your t-shirt size. If you have a team, if you and your whole family want to maybe kind of go as a team, you can do that. But that is all on our website, rappahope.org.
Okay. So that's coming up on Thanksgiving Day. You can choose to dress as gravy. It's not required, but you can choose to dress.
And you
crazy.
Should.
Yeah. So there you go. and once again, if people hadn't heard about this, this is a Camp Rappahope. How many years? This has been like a long time.
Right? Almost 40.
40 years.
Next year's going to be our 40th year.
Are you a counselor? Do you go out and do you do the camp?
I'm not a counselor. I'm the photographer out at camp.
Okay.
And then when we're not at camp, I do fundraising. So I haven't been in the counselor role, but we have amazing counselors out there every single time. It's honestly amazing to watch.
Yeah. And as y'all as a group, I mean, so many, I'm sure it's volunteers that also help if people feel motivated to come out to the event and, you know, their heart moves on that they can get in touch with you. I'm sure that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We are always looking for volunteers. Like I said, we have stuff going all year long. So there's a lot of opportunities to get involved.
Good stuff. So we told you ahead of time. It's coming up on Thanksgiving. Check out the website. Shelby, thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Shelby Wade with Turkey Trot. And yes, you can dress as gravy. Coming right back, we'll be checking in with Ed Rowan from Taylor Martino Rowan right here on Midday Mobile.